This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Right, now, from a very detailed and in-depth macro discussion on the budget, we're going to take a slightly more personal finance approach to the budget, and really that's what budgets are all about. How much are you earning? How much are you spending? Which way did the finance minister cut it? And how much relief or not did he give to you and I at the end of the day? And it's a great pleasure to welcome Alexander Babich, the MD of Alexander Babich and Associates. Alexander, just tell us a little bit more, because this is the first time you're on the business show, about Alex Babich and Associates.
Well, we're an independent practice. I'm the deputy chairman of the South African Independent Financial Advisors Association. So what we do is we act between the media, as it were, yourselves, the regulator, the FSCA, and the investing public. So what I'm going to try and unpack today, you've had a very high-level discussion today on the show. I listened to all your highly qualified guests. But what does it mean to the person listening out there? It could be the company CEO, or it could be literally my mother listening in. So I'm going to try and unpack it in about 10 minutes into something that's more consumer-friendly, and maybe it's gone over the top of some people, and maybe we need to just simplify this. We tend to overcomplicate things. And people always say, you know, at my practice where I give independent advice, we try and simplify things. You know, if you're cooking a steak, cook a steak. You've got all the dressing on top. You've overcomplicated it. Let's just deal with what it is.
The KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. Now,
that's it.
It does look like individual taxpayers should be breathing a huge sigh of relief.
They are. I think, you know, I was just listening to the Hot 91.9 guys, and they said, oh, it was like clapping in the audience. They thought it was a great budget. But the truth of the matter is, look, if you break down a budget, we'd break it down in what does South Africa want, what do we need, and what is our cash flow. So we've collected all this money, we've under-collected the money. So I notice our minister, and bless him, I think he really tried to do a good job. I wouldn't have wanted to sit in his shoes. It felt like a bit of a rugby pass he's got there. But he was quoting, I think, Charles Dickens. And I thought about a quote when I was at school, and it was something to the long, I think his name was Micawber, and please, all the English teachers out there, I hope I'm saying it right, Micawber is the name. And they said, what is the recipe for happiness? They said, annual income, £20, annual expenditure, £19. Remember that quote? Yeah, and sixpence, result happiness. And it goes on to say, annual income, £20, annual expenditure, £20, ought six, result misery. Now, look, obviously you've got some well-to-do guys coming in the studio, but the harsh reality of this budget is 18 million people on grants out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm driving along the roads and I'm touched by reality there. So we've got this high-level budget speech, etc., out there, and you've got people literally living in poverty. We're not collecting enough money. So, look, bless the minister. It was a little bit of a sleight of hand, in my opinion, Michael. Let me explain what I'm saying by that. And your guests were alluding to this. I heard all of them talking. I thought, wow, you know, this is a lot of stuff to digest. I think we're going to have a gin, but the gin, I just noticed. Sorry, I have to say this.
Is going to go up by a little bit.
I'm going out for a gin. Yeah, it's gone up to R2 and what, something cents.
In fact, the syntaxes were the only area where government has actually exceeded its projections on revenue collection. Everywhere else, we're not bringing in as much as we'd like to.
We're not as happy as the Finnish. They seem to be the happiest. So R2.89. So I'm definitely going to have a gin tonight before it goes up. But look, I think if we look at the budget in principle, I think it was look, he didn't have any room to maneuver. Let's be honest. He had a really tough budget to digest there. The fact is, we're going to have a deficit, as you guys alluded, of 6.3% of GDP. Now, what does that mean to my mother listening in? Mom, it means that you're going to be paying 15. The government is paying 15 cents of every R1 collected is going to the interest bill. I call that a sleight of hand. Pizza paying poor. I'm afraid I'm going to put it as a nutshell. The cash flow just is not there. So when I was doing roadshows with the chief economist of Standard Bank, Kevin Lings, we went around the country and we said, who's got the money? And who has the money? Well, it's not the state-owned enterprises, Michael.
Well, clearly.
Who else
not
has got the money?
Any cash flow.
And the fiscus?
No. It's the private sector.
That's exactly. So everyone knows the private sector is sitting with the money. And why don't they spend the money? Because they're not confident. So I'm hoping from today's thing, and I'm a Sagittarian, so I'm a positive person. I'm hoping that there's a positive sentiment out there. I think if we had to give the minister credit, he tried to create a positive sentiment under difficult circumstances. I don't know if I would have used the cactus, though,
when he came into the studio. His little aloe ferox is a very funny little plant to be using. At least he didn't open a tin of pilchards.
Maybe cannabis is the way to go.
He's been tweeting a lot about the potential for cannabis out in Mkhubo's Klift. But I get what you take on confidence, because they say the cheapest form of stimulus is confidence.
100%. If you're not confident in anything you do, you're not going to make the economy grow.
And what's a way to make people confident is to put some money in their back pockets, and we've seen that with bracket creep.
The bracket creep, you know what the biggest problem facing that wasn't discussed in the show today? The single biggest thing that I think is out there, and I come from also an educational background, is a simple thing, quality education. And you look at our friends across the border, bless Zimbabwe, I love the Zimbabweans, I really do. But if we don't have a quality education system, and you know, we can talk about robotics in the schools for grade R's, that was one of the things they said. Mm. If we don't have basic literacy in finance and money, we've got a serious problem here in our country. Unless they get quality education, and I mean quality education, into our system, the future generations are not going to grow. That said, I think we have got a very resilient populace. Again, I'll use another quote from Smuts. Again, I hope I'm quoting it right. He said, "South Africa is never as bad as it should be." South Africa is never as good as it should be, but never as bad as we think it is.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the message we must give out to listeners. We don't want everyone to be having double gins tonight and drinking whiskey tonight. What I would say, it was a budget done under difficult circumstances. Unfortunately, there is a sleight of hand. We are going to borrow more and more and more. I'm absolutely delighted that they're going to cut the public sector wage bill. Hopefully competent people come into the different. How many job vacancies within government? I didn't catch the figure. It was some ridiculous vacancy amount.
But the vacancies, unfortunately, are all at the lower level. The coal faces, the nurses, the doctors, and the teachers. We've got far too many middle managers and levels and layers of management that have crept into the system. That's where the fat resides. That needs to be cut out, as the minister was saying. It's time to stop eating rum steak and open those pilchards.
Well, we won't touch the pilchards because they. But let me give you a quick example. Okay, we're going to wrap up just now, but let me give you one quick example. One of my pet peeves, I think the listeners will identify. I drive along the roads in suburbia and Johannesburg, and what do you see, Michael? You see the street curbs not clean and the curbs not made. We've got to start, and I hope some of the municipalities start with the ground.
We have an unemployment crisis.
Yeah.
I pulled my hair out.
So what a guy's done, and I want to say to Barry Cribb, he's one individual guy that on the Bromfontein Spruit has on his own initiative bought a tractor, employed people, and is mowing and cleaning up the Bromfontein Spruit. Imagine if we could repeat this.
And isn't that the South African spirit, though, to say, well, if it's not going to be done by government, let's go out there, let's start doing it ourselves, and let's start
do it ourselves.
Let's start looking for solutions rather than just pointing at everything that's going wrong. I've asked everyone on the show to rate the budget. Out of 10, what would you give it?
Okay, well, if Lisa from Moody's is listening, I don't do ratings. But I'll tell you what I think. I'll rate the South African resilience a 10 out of 10. As far as the budget goes, I'm afraid the sleight of hand, I reserve judgment unilaterally. I won't comment.
Alexander Babbage, MD of Alexander Babbage and Associates, with a fantastic view of the budget, really bringing it home a little bit irreverent. I love that, Alex, and I'm certainly going to be joining you with a glass of wine, not a gin, after the show.